Sci-fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio produced podcast about conspiracy theories. We got one believer, one skeptic, and one guest. This episode is brought to you by our friend of Charlequan, Ian. I'm going to say Reliot. It's probably Relay. Relay?
I'm going to say Relay. You're French.
That we covered our bases. It's one of those ways. Thanks for being a Patreon. If you want to join our Patreon, just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Sign up for the Friends of Charquan tier, and you can have your name read. Also, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'll read it on the air.
Please. We're still holding on.
Our guest this week is indie filmmaker Clayton Root. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. Clayton, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Dude, I'm glad to be on your show. Fan of your show. And in fact,
I don't like it when fans come on.
Yeah, is that right?
Well, like, it's like you know too much or something.
I've only listened to 2 episodes. So can I swing?
Oh, well, that's not a... Okay.
Okay, am I swinging the pendulum the other way?
Yeah, you're not a fan. True fans listen
you like,
to all
you
episodes.
Like, you've heard 2 episodes you like what you hear. That's cool. Because we're good.
And there's an interesting narrative how I, like, found out about you guys. Like, there was... For a while, when I was going to church at Mosaic, there was a guy I was buddy-buddy with who... He believes in Jesus, but he also firmly at the same time believes in aliens. And he's like a conspiracy guy as well. And I was hanging out with him so much, and I was thinking of like a Channel 101 pilot, and the name that I had that I was kicking around.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. Because I sent you. I sent you like a graphic.
But like to me, worlds collide. I never connected that because I'm like, here's a fan sending us...
That logo? That motion graphics logo?
Yeah.
You made a 101 pilot called Real Life Sci-Fi.
Well, like, that was the... Well, okay, so...
Title.
Prior to hearing and finding out about your guys' show, I basically had the same concept, but in Channel 101 pilot form.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to be the straightforward, normal dude... And
the Wade.
And then the other guy was going to be that literally he goes to like conspiracy theory.
What's his name?
Conventions. Here's the thing is like.
Randall Park? We know him.
You were going to do a reality show?
Not a reality show, but it was going to be a Channel 101 pilot, and it was going to be.
Based on your personalities?
It was going to be Odd Couple.
Okay.
/ Rashomon.
Uh-huh.
Because basically what it was is it's a bit of a puzzle.
I like to call Rashomon He Said, She Said.
Right?
Well, you know, they made that horrible 80s movie.
Yeah. but it's like it covers different perspectives. And what I was going to try to do is have the audience know why each person believes what they believe and show and then have it be a thing where... Like, I, the practical guy, like, oh, you that believes in aliens, like, this happens to be turning his head or something when alien shit is happening. And the guy's like, dude, no, it's right there. And then I turn back around and then it's gone. And then, like, what are you, dude, come on, man, quit fucking around. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Quit fucking around. So the audience sees the validation of both perspectives.
Right.
Which is an interesting thing that you get with football. Because that's, like, for me, you've had the experience where it's like, oh, dude, that's a touchdown. That's clearly a fucking...
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then they click to another camera, and you're like, whoa, that's the same
shit.
Well,
take the fucking Saints-Rams game from last year. Dude, a lot of the fans in the first Saints game are wearing referee jerseys because they fucked the call, and they should have gone to the Super Bowl. I mean, it was just crazy to remember, like, oh, yeah, the Saints... should have gone to the Super Bowl.
I forgot about that.
There was a bad call and the Rams went and they fucking blew it.
Yeah.
Because we all want the Patriots to lose, so like the
Saints
could have
done it.
Well,
this was 2 years ago, right?
No, this is last year.
Well, that's you're naming 3 AFC teams, so I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, the
Rams went and lost to the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it should have been the Saints last year.
Right.
And even the Patriots game, there was a weird bad call on that one too.
Okay, let's get into the WoW scale. So we do a scale. It's called the WoW scale. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's just for our listeners to get a judgment on you on the spectrum to see how much you believe. You ready?
Yeah.
WoW scale.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willie?
We'll give you your score at the end. First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Don't believe in aliens.
Oh, great.
Wow.
You might be the first person to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We've really? Done over 200 episodes. You might be the first person. All
Everyone's
right.
like, yeah, something out there. There's something out there.
Second question. Ghosts? You believe in ghosts?
I'll just say yes, but like spirit.
No, I'll get specific. What are you talking about?
Spirit aspect of the human condition.
Yes.
Like I have a soul.
Right. And then it gets trapped here in some way and then it like rattles the pans.
Yes.
You do believe in it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I'll let you qualify a little bit, because a part of this question is, were you raised religious?
Yes, yeah.
You're from, did you say Oregon?
Oregon, yeah.
So were your formative years there, or when you went to Iowa?
I never went to Idaho.
Idaho.
They're the
Sorry.
Same thing. They really are the same thing.
No, they're not. Idaho is more like Oregon. They just sound the same. Idaho and Oregon is a very lateral move.
Formative years. So
maybe not politically.
In Idaho.
Wait, how's Iowa different?
Huh?
How's Iowa different?
Iowa's fucking Midwest, like farms and shit. Idaho is like, there's like trees and stuff there, right? Isn't it more like Montana and Oregon than like the plains?
I don't know shit about Idaho.
Well, it's up there. It's up in the northwest, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's. I mean, boy, I don't know. Like
they got potatoes. We all know that.
Yeah, potatoes.
The famed Idaho potato.
I know Idaho potatoes, but I don't know if potatoes grow in like flatlands or like mountain lands.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't know either.
Probably just flat. I mean, Ireland's all flat, isn't it? I mean, they got rolling hills.
To me, Ireland is just mountain island.
Mountain island?
Yeah.
So maybe potatoes are in mountains.
Fuck.
So were you, I'm sorry, you were raised religious kind of? Is that what you said?
Yeah. There was like a Christian phase, and that was all, third, fourth, and fifth grade was in Idaho.
Okay.
And it was Christian all through there, and then sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I was forced to be Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh, no.
Then... That was a huge turnoff from spirituality.
Yeah.
So in high school, I didn't want anything to do with any sort of spirituality. And then came into a relationship with Christ in 1997.
Can I ask you, being forced into Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
That sounds like a divorce, marriage, stepfather, stepmother kind of situation.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Stepmom.
Okay.
She was hardcore.
We have a Jehovah's Witness. Do you know Sevan? Sevan Najarian. He's one of the Comic Sacrifice, like House of Cosby's guys.
Oh.
Old school 101 dude, yeah.
He grew up like pretty hardcore Jehovah's Witness, and he feels like he's breaking out of a cult, like in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it is a cult. It's a cult.
Which religion isn't, though? Because, and I don't want to talk too...
I agree.
No, bring it.
So, but you, in 97, what happened?
So, yeah. So these... Okay.
You don't have to get too personal.
Yeah, basically, I just accepted... I finally accepted Christ willfully.
Uh-huh.
But, like, to go... If I can kind of summarize that in such a way where... For me to like maybe log line it,
sure.
Do a log line version.
Yeah, one sentence. A man in high school.
Yeah, or just a man right out of high school.
Right out of high school.
A young man. You have to say
that. Well, so sorry, I'm not gonna like.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
worry about
that. But just real briefly. But basically, how I describe it is, I feel like God communicated to me specifically of his reality in a way that only miraculously things could be communicated to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there's still faith applied.
Yeah.
Meaning there's still the opportunity for it to not, for it to be not true and bogus. Does that make sense? Like, I'm applying faith to believe that it's true.
Yeah.
And it's like a theorem. It's like it hasn't disproven itself yet.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that's what they talk about when they talk about faith, right? I mean, like, you have to, like, take that leap of faith.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
And it's, and it can sound cop-out-ish.
Right.
Because there's like...
I mean, I get it. I grew up with religious people. They talked about it like, oh, God was speaking to me like through the wind and the trees and I had this peaceful moment and like, what else could it have been kind of thing.
Okay.
So I get it.
So yeah, roughly that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's bonkers, but I do understand where you're coming from.
Well, or you feel like you haven't had that experience where it's like... Where it's like God is specifically...
Oh, dude, that's an interesting question. Take away God, take away anything. Have you ever had an experience in your life where you're like, there's something more to this or something? Is that the blanket way to ask that?
Yeah.
Every day, baby. Hanging out with my dogs. Woo woo. Cherishing life.
I mean, like the...
Pounding brewskis.
Here's my question. Is kismet... Or what's it called when
things
kismet, fate, is that all the same thing as
faith?
Faith.
Oh,
I think if you apply faith to kismet or fate, then yes. I mean, like a lot of spiritual people.
But take away spirituality. Let's say you don't believe in anything, and then what you have is kismet and.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Kismet is just a fancy word for fate, isn't it?
Well,
it's for things
happenstance
matters that make sense, kind of.
It's like, of course this happened because this is the only
So like I rescued this cat off the interstate. You could call that kismet. Like, I was there at the same time as this cat.
Sure.
She needed me.
And only he would have been the person to save this cat. So it's like, out of anybody this cat could have ran into, only he would have saved him, and that's why they ran into each other. So fate is one word.
Okay.
Kismet is one word. Like,
gotcha.
It's perfect because only the
kismet
perfect...
Kismet is like fate that was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. It's basically the version of faith without religion.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
I think, is it a Hindu thing?
I have no idea.
It sounds it. Like just the term.
Kismet,
but
because it sounds like it has an Indian accent. The way
yeah. If I can be totally uncultured here for a second,
it's gonna be hard because there's like a big musical called Kismet, right?
Well, and here's what's weird is I had, so basically what you're saying is like the probability is so unlikely that it seems like it has a supernatural aspect to it.
Yeah.
Or something beyond normal.
Yes.
And I had an experience, a weird experience just last week. I was going to Chipotle and I saw like a credit card just laying on the ground. And then I was like, oh, I'll just throw this next to this restaurant right here. And then I go into Chipotle. And then the first thing the guy, they normally like, hey, what do you want? Like a salad or a bowl or tacos or whatever. And the guy asks me, he's like, hey, is there such a thing as fake credit cards? And I was like, and then I went out and explained to him what I just experienced on the walk over.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, is somebody watching me? You know what I mean? It's just like the level of awkwardness or the timing.
Right.
Just seemed like it had kismet or something supernatural or just extraordinary to it.
Kismet comes from Arabia. Specifically, Turkish 1800s. The definition is fate. It's just another word for fate.
Oh, okay. Word for fate, yeah.
We did a good job then.
Yeah. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Do you believe in any of the cryptozoological... What are the others?
Willing? Nessie, Mothman,
I believe
Chupacabra,
unicorns.
I don't think they.
Well, this is a joke. You don't believe in unicorns.
I do. I believe in unicorns.
You believe in hang on.
So unicorns apparently are biblical.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to get at. The
yeah, yeah. So
there's a creature that exists in the Bible that is described as a unicorn.
So you believe in them?
Yeah.
How literally do you take the Bible?
Fact.
No, but like you take it literally?
Yeah.
So
what about
Job killed his kid or whatever? Is that right? Did Job kill his kid?
What? I don't know what that is.
Did David really fight a giant?
Here's one question. Okay. Here's one question.
There's even, it gets fucking crazy.
What about Jonah and the whale?
Yeah.
Was he really into a whale?
There's like documented shit.
Wait. It's not a whale. It's a big fish. Do you get into that argument of it says it was a big fish, so it couldn't have been a whale?
Oh, I don't give a big fish or a fucking whale.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I got
what about real big fish? You a fan of them?
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
You like the ska? Remember when ska happened? Were you a scappening?
Like a pinch. I think it was more the ska thing was me just trying to please other people.
Mighty Mighty Boss Stones,
like, man. His voice was like uniquely terrible but awesome.
You know that song's about getting tested for AIDS, right? Psychics? You believe in psychics?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, this is weird because everything you've presented would lead me to believe that you think psychics are like dark magic.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Yeah. There's psychic stuff in the Bible.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay. Psychic shit going on in the Bible.
Do you think the prophecy of Revelations compares to a psychic?
Here, let me cite a couple of biblical examples. So, yeah, Revelation is prophecy for the future. So that's prophecy for all of us. Like, that's shit that we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is how it's worded. It's almost like poetically worded.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't make any fucking sense until it comes to pass.
Right. Yeah. Like you could apply things, but that doesn't mean that's what it is.
Yeah. And in fact,
but this is why Nostradamus is a thing. Because you can apply what he said to so many different things.
These fucking quatrains.
No, it's but like some of the shit that he predicted came to pass.
Well, yeah, if you apply his weird language.
Interpretively, to me, Nostradamus is a weird thing where I'm like, well, okay, do you believe in Bible code?
What's that?
Okay.
Or like the pie movie?
No. Bible code's a weird thing where someone takes the Bible and they quantify all of the words with numerics. And then those numerals predict things.
No, that sounds like the pi thing. That's in pi in the Old Testament. Because, like, their alphabet has, like, numeric values associated with it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think if I'm right, the Torah, so in the Hebrew Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think it just says, it repeatedly, numerically, says Torah. Don't quote me. I could be talking to my ass on this. But I think it just says Torah over and over and over. If you, almost like the entire book of the law, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, it's Torah. If you take, God, I think
if you equate the numerals of the words and then equate it to the numerals of Torah, over and over.
Yeah, something like that. But that's just a thing I've heard, and I don't read Hebrew
word.
And it's
I don't either.
Even if it did, if like
oh, you don't.
I always thought that I would. I always thought that I would learn Hebrew and hieroglyphics.
Oh, interesting.
You would. No one.
Well, you do emojis, which is basically hieroglyphics now.
No, it's not, because the meaning...
It's too literal?
Hieroglyphics is a weird thing, because my best example is when we try to interpret what hieroglyphics were, and this applies because this is how they interpreted the Bible. This is why, I have issues with the Bible, and we'll get into that today, but like...
You're in for an uphill battle here. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's bring it.
Wait, one more question. Willie, unless you want to finish that thought.
No, you're right.
Superstition. Are you superstitious?
No, I would say no.
Did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, I did cross country in high school.
There's no real superstitions with cross country, right?
What's that sport?
Don't step on a crack.
Thigh muscle?
You break your mommy's neck.
Dude.
Always laugh. I could have ran cross country, but I hate running so much. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Run
cross
with these
guys?
Cross
country is the ultimate battle of wills. That's all it is.
I ran the cross country races in track. I run the 400, the 300 hurdles. These are when
what
you get to the
brags?
Point where...
What are you bragging?
No. It's not bragging. It's like if you know cross country, you know that like it's going to tear you up so much that like it's more willpower than anything. Where people pass out after running the 400.
Yeah.
Because it's a mental game and it's like you have to tell yourself to keep moving your legs.
Yeah.
Okay, no superstitions. Don't believe in aliens. You did say yes to ghosts. And yes to psychics. I don't know, a two. He's like a two. But it's skewed because it all comes from religion.
Yeah.
It's a two that we're not used to.
Yeah, it's an interesting two.
Yeah.
Well, hey, before we start, is Bible thumper a derogatory term?
Fuck no.
Okay, is Jesus freak?
No.
Okay, I'm going to call both of those things.
Did you listen to MXPX?
A little bit.
What about...
you're talking about all the Christian
Newsboys.
Yeah, a little bit.
I've seen Newsboys like six times. I've seen MXPX probably six times.
Or like Switchfoot. Like those are kind of like better... The better of the
dude,
of like,
fucking Newsboys,
Jars of Clay.
Do you know who?
Not into that.
I hate the whole Christian music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So does everybody.
It's a bad
and Christian movies.
Yeah, Cameron shit. Left Behind. And shit.
I own a lot of those because they're great to watch for bad movie nights.
It's just like it's
Did you see the Jennifer Garner one where her son's like dying or whatever? This is new. This is newer. Did you guys see that one? I haven't seen it. I really want to watch it. Her son's dying and then she prays.
I'm trying to think of like if there's a good one.
Did you see the John Travolta one?
Seems like a conflict of interest.
I'm sorry, the Nicolas Cage.
Well, that's Left Behind, right? That's what Kirk Cameron was doing and then they tried to do it on like a grander scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't see either of them.
I own both of them.
Yeah, so you're a two. Willie?
Spiritual two.
A spiritual
Jesus,
two.
Jesus freak two. Bible thumper two.
Yeah.
You are, you're just the Son and the Holy Spirit. Maybe we could get you up to, what's the third one?
Father.
The Father.
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
That, the paradoxical thing that cannot humanly make sense... But makes sense for God that we have to use anthropomorphic terms to describe.
What is your religion? What is your denomination?
It would be non-denominational. So here's the thing: it's Calvary. Calvary Chapel is what I got saved through. And in fact, if I can kind of like go through that narrative real quick, just for me.
Yes. I'm trying to think of our format. Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of want to know what we're talking about first, Willie. and then do that.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Well, let me do my thing and then do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll provide as much context before we jump into that.
Okay.
Because right now people are like, why are we hearing about this guy's religion?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi... Jesus fucking Christ. Is there evidence that this man actually existed? And if so, we'll go further and get into specifically who this man was. It's pretty broad, and it's going to be crazy, and... Hopefully you care tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Great job. So let's do the real life. And this is a bit of a bizarro episode because normally we're talking about something grand and fictional. And we're doing the same thing tonight. I don't want to offend you.
No.
But we're doing the real version of it. And so the real life version of this is basically the entire topic tonight.
Real life.
But just so you guys know, I mean, I'm not going to explain Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody knows Jesus.
No, I think there's
we'll break it down. We'll break it down. But the real life version of
I may have
Jesus
questions.
As a topic.
I want to hear you.
Well, I just want to very broadly. So like Jesus of Nazareth, right, came from a time and an area where you would just go by your first name and then son of Joseph of Nazareth. That's how he became known as Jesus of Nazareth. They didn't use last names. Jesus, obviously, in the Bible, he's the son of God, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
In the New Testament.
He's son of God and God.
Right. Would you agree that it's that what you just said is just New Testament?
Yes.
All right, don't split hairs yet.
Well, no, that's not. I mean, like, the splitting hairs was the fucking religions breaking off.
Well, okay, so that's what I'm about to say. Like, Jesus is in every single other one of these religions' tomes, for lack of a better description, canonical writings, you know, like the Torah and the fucking, what's the Q one?
The Quran.
The Quran. Like, he's in all of these. They all think of him as different things. Like, obviously, the Jews, he's in, they're just Old Testament, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, obviously, he's in that. They don't think he's a Messiah.
What do the Jewish people call their Bible? They don't call it the Old Testament. What do they call it?
The Torah, right?
Yeah, the Torah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Book of the Law.
I forget their names. I just didn't grow up with them.
He's in the Mormon one is interesting because
oh boy.
They think that he and the devil are brothers. He and Satan, I should say, are brothers. And I read one thing that said that they believe that he was crucified and stuff like that. But basically, it was this weird duality thing where like Jesus was the good one and Satan was the bad one. You know, fucking Mormons, whatever. He's in all of it. He's in every single religious text that you can think of. I think only the New Testament considers him the Messiah. All the other religious texts, he's just sort of there.
Yeah.
And that's really all I want to say. Like, because we're going to talk about what he really did, right? Like, what was real about him? That's why I said it's a weird, bizarro episode, because we're getting more into like what actually was Jesus. Because everyone, all the historical scholars believe that he existed. Like, that's like on the record. I've heard that my whole life. Like, yes, Jesus was definitely a person. I think what's up for debate is any of this like resurrection shit.
Yeah, and listen, I agree with what you're saying. I want to say this as part of the real life also. When it comes to anybody from for anybody that existed back then, there actually is not any physical proof of anybody existing. Sure, there are writings about people. Sure, there are letters claimed to be written by people. But to prove that someone actually existed, that actually is not really on the table. What's cool about Jesus is even people that disagree with who he was religiously or whatever, he's written about by a lot of people in the first and second century. Even though the Bible was written in the second century.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's around. Everyone seems to acknowledge that he existed. Around.
And so it's weird, though. Like, you can't physically prove anybody existed.
Right.
And so I only bring that up because that's a huge factor in everything that I believe in, that I think I'll just preface this with, this man existed and people skewed who he was to make their religion true. So I'll end up talking about that tonight. That yeah. like.
Okay, so let's go back to you. Your journey with finding your faith. Like, how did that go down?
Well, for me, I it seems like everybody, like a few interviews that I've kind of heard you guys have with people, there seems to be sort of a phase where everyone is like, okay, Santa Claus doesn't exist, the Tooth Fairy doesn't exist, nah, yeah, I guess Jesus doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Because there's something to be said for, like, I don't know what the stats are, but like wherever you grow up, if you grow up in an area, like if America was Buddhist, the chances of you being a Buddhist is highly likely because you're in that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
your parents' beliefs are yours until you break out. And most people don't break out.
Yeah. It's like a weird,
not that you need to, it's just that
regional adoption yeah. of spiritual beliefs.
Well, it's just like being a sports fan.
Yeah.
I mean, you adopt the team that's in your area.
Yeah, and so for me, like...
Whatever makes your grandpa cry, you're going to look for.
So I think I did the same thing. I think I kind of got to that Tooth Fairy's not real, Santa Claus isn't real. I'm not sure about this Jesus guy. It wasn't until high school when... I was sophomore in high school, and this teacher had mentioned that one of the geographic locations that we were like studying
was, Iraq.
Huh?
I'm just jumping in. Go on.
Was a place that was mentioned. He's like, yeah, this is where Jesus, like, because you can go on tours of like, this is where Jesus walked. This is where this biblical account happened. Like, you can go on those tours and stuff. And like, he had mentioned a place. And as if Jesus was like a real person and was there. And I was like, wait a minute, like, what, Jesus is real? And then I kind of like started to entertain the idea of going to church. But and my bro went to church and he got saved. But he went to church because he was my twin.
You have a twin?
Yeah.
Identical or
fraternal. And so he went, and basically it was like he went after.
Where does he live?
In McMinnville, Oregon.
Whoa! Go on.
Town I grew up in.
You grew up in McMinnville?
Yeah, which is like where they have that alien sighting. I know.
Yeah, we went there for a podcast.
Yeah, we don't speak about them.
I
anymore.
Know. We don't. We were guests there for one of their
UFO. Yeah, they have a UFO parade, and then there's that infamous UFO sighting there from like I think 1954 Time magazine.
Yeah.
Putting McMinnville on the map. Along with claymation animation. Anyway, he went after a girl, went to church there, and got saved, basically like chasing ass.
It's so beautiful there. McMinnville is the town we grew up in. We grew up in Loveland, Colorado. It's the same. Well, we were a little bigger.
Was it rainy and depressing?
Minus the rain.
Dude, it's cool to visit for a little bit in the summer, and that's about it. Like, I'm kind of like, just I go and I see family, and I'm good. But anyway, so for me, I would go from time to time because my brother was going, and I was like, well, I guess this is real. Or I guess there's like, it's not purely myth.
Uh-huh.
Like, I guess these are real locations and stuff. Like, and then like, oh, okay, I guess Egypt is a place that actually exists. Which is referenced in the Old Testament because
should hope so.
Yeah.
That's the whole 40 days thing, right?
Yeah.
Walking through the desert?
Yeah, or 40 years. 40 years
oh,
in the desert.
40 years?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Matthew McConaughey movie.
Oh, okay. But anyway, and then...
No, what is that? 40 days, 40 nights? What is that?
That's just a movie.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
It sounds like it.
Well, 40 days, 40 nights is Noah flooding the earth, is what that sounds like.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, 40 days.
Well, what was the one where somebody was lost in the desert for a long time?
No, that's 127 hours.
No. Biblically, there was somebody who fasted and disappeared in the desert for...
Aren't we talking about the Jewish Moses thing where he led his people through the desert for 40
and then
days?
They were
or 40
in,
years.
Oh,
40
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
40 years.
40 years. And then they were like, dude, why aren't we go back?
You know what's crazy about this 40 years thing? I think that people back in the times of when these stories were written lived a lot longer than us.
No, they just had skewed perspective on what a year was.
800 used to be able to live 800.
Yeah, like Moses and Noah were both. I mean, like they were, whatever. That.
So your brother was going, you started going.
I started going, and then so for like 2 years, I kind of like just I was kind of the guy that would just go on the retreats or whatever. But it was cool, and what was interesting, because I remember being in second grade, and the guy is like drawing like you have a shape in your heart that only God can fill. And I remember seeing the illustration. I was like, dude, I could draw that shape. Like, what the fuck's the problem here? Like, I could, like, that's, what are you talking about? You lost me. But then, like, later, when it's like, he treated Jesus like fact in reality.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I took it more seriously and kind of looked into it a little bit. And it's like, okay, all right, well, I guess this is real. And then I did have a bizarre moment where it's like circumstance, and it only applies to me, because if I tell it to you how it happened to me, you're going to be like, that seems fucking insignificant.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Who gives a shit if at the same time something was happening on the radio that you heard, which was a dream or something that you had, but also the guy is talking about something and the topics happened to coincide, you know, for and mean something to you.
Yeah.
And then so it's like, okay, God is real.
Right.
I guess I'll take this leap of faith.
Okay.
And then eventually, like, on one of these Christian bike trips that I went on, I accepted Christ publicly.
But don't you think that those people are dorks?
Fuck yeah, dude.
They're really hard to hang out with, aren't they?
Dude, because you know what it is? I would say that the championing characteristic that bugs the shit out of me is judgment, being judgmental.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There seems to be this thought, like if once you like, it's like you'll talk to somebody, and then once somebody finds out that you're Christian, there's sort of two things that kind of come out. One is like, oh, dude, you're a fucking hypocrite, and it's like, well, yeah, I am. I mean, I say these things that I'd like to do, and then I turn around and I'm a fucking asshole. And there's like literally like scripture, like sort of covering that topic. It's like, right. Like. I think it's Acts chapter 7 where Paul's like, why do I do the things that I don't want to do? Basically covering like, why am I a hypocrite?
Yeah.
If I was to log line
right.
Like that passage. Mm-hmm. Being that that's part of the human condition. Because this is what... I think people get this idea that like, oh, you accepted Christ as your Savior, so you're perfect now? It's like, no.
You cuss.
It just means I'm...
What the fuck?
Yeah, but those people are fucking dumb anyway. Yeah, and that's the whole cliche of like, oh, every time I get cut off, they have a Jesus fish on their car. It's like, yeah, get some new material,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard like, that shit.
You notice the fish, you get cut off 20 more times than that. Yeah, yeah.
So hypocrisy is one, and it's in the reality is that that's just true.
So, but you're non-denominational. Yeah, did you get baptized?
Yeah, yeah, I got baptized.
How creepy was that? Like, what a weird seance that was. Was it a lake?
What were you wearing?
Were you in a robe?
Just like my regular clothes.
Was it a lake?
Yeah, it was like a fucking freezing lake.
Okay. So it wasn't like, we had a tank in our church.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would bring it out.
Ours was in the back.
I think ours was in the back, but they would open up doors or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, like, the two sacraments, which are basically symbolic, basically instead of me just verbally saying, like, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, a symbolic sacrament is either baptism or communion. So, and basically what it is you're symbolically, in two different ways, associating with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
So when you baptize, it's like you're alive. You're submerged underwater, you're dead, and then you come back up and you like resurrect or come back to life.
Sure.
Like Jesus.
Right.
And then when communion, it's like I take the blood, which is Jesus getting the shit beat out of him. Bread. So his body gets broken and then he bled. Which is the wine.
Or grape juice.
Yeah, or grape juice. It's all symbolic, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know the funniest symbolic thing I did was burn the Bible that I grew up with. at a 4th of July party.
Damn, dude, that's so punk rock.
Because I didn't have any fireworks, and I was like, well, I'll just burn things from the house, and I'll come up with like bit lessons for each one. And one was like, this fucking thing that I've held on to gives me all this guilt, and like people freaked out when I threw my Bible in the fire. This was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was recent.
anyway, go on.
No, that's like
So here's the thing. Out of everything that's happened to you in your life, I'm 42. Not that it matters. How old are you?
41.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were way younger.
Yeah.
Just
I know.
So you know.
I act way younger.
So do I, but I don't look way younger. So what's your Jesus thesis for tonight?
So yeah, let me do it.
Okay.
So like, what was Jesus' agenda? So because basically, Jesus is taking care of man's sin problem. So man's ultimate problem is sin, and that's why I think people think that when you accept Christ, like all of a sudden you're void of sin. It's like, no, you're still in this paradoxical space of like, I'm probably going to sin tomorrow. I'm probably going to cheat on my taxes or flip somebody off or like.
I mean, I don't know who really thinks that. They think confession is if they think that like.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how you could think that.
I feel like I've lived that experience though of like.
Oh, I'm sure you have. I just think those people are morons.
Well, yeah. I think that is just judgment taking place that's not actually their belief. Where it's like, wow, you're better than me. You just cussed.
Yeah. Fuck you. And here's the flip side of that is the Christian side of that is feeling, because I've lived this experience too, to where it's like, have you met like homeschoolers, like where all they do is homeschool because they're afraid to engage?
So I have a cousin who married a very religious Catholic woman. They have 12 or 13 kids, and they homeschooled all of them.
Are those kids weird?
There's 12 or 13 of them, so take your pick. I mean, some of them are cool as shit.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Like, some of them are very, very...
They can engage. They can...
They're actually, I mean, I think because... Well, here's the difference. They were socialized through the church, right? And so they're used to, like...
Talking to people almost.
And stuff like that.
Engaging with...
I think most homeschoolers who are weird, like, haven't had, like, a big social...
Yeah, that's like, so true. Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Like, the homeschoolers that don't interact with anybody. Here, this family's got a lot of kids and the church.
Yeah. So they're used to, like, being around people. They're used to, like, having conversations. They're probably more social than I am because I'm a
introvert. When I grew up, I went to church so much, and we went to so many churches, and I'd never figured out why we kept changing churches or what we were doing. But though ultimately in my life, it was like, it doesn't matter, and it didn't matter whether people really believed or anything. That people's beliefs didn't matter to me. What mattered was like, well, I want to make myself a better person, so let's meet people. I only say that because...
Why do you bring up homeschools?
Well, because it's sort of... So the two things that I talk about is like basically a non-believer that says, hey, you're a hypocrite for accepting Christ. And then there's believers that feel like they need to create the perception that they're perfect when they're not.
Yeah.
And I think...
And that's bigger.
Homeschooling comes through that. Like, oh, we'll protect our kids from ever seeing pussies and dicks before, to where they just like trip over the wedding dress on the wedding day.
I mean, my aunt,
they do the grossest kiss.
Didn't let her kids get on the internet while they were in high school because the internet was evil. And it freaked me out. I'm like, how are we related? Your kids need to get on the internet.
Yeah. Like, you gotta, like, live in the now.
I don't know. I mean, sure, but, like...
don't be afraid.
We didn't have the internet until we were, like, in college, so... But I feel like we gained a lot out of that.
I'm talking when we were out here, though.
No, I understand. Yeah, I'm just saying, like... there's this thing now where like kids have no attention span because they're always looking at their phone. Like people aren't telling them how to focus.
Well, okay. So, but what you're saying it's where it comes from. Because what I'm honing in on is the people that operate out of fear, meaning I'm going to cut this off entirely because I'm afraid of them getting exposed to any sort of what they deem as wickedness.
I don't know if this is going to apply. I think this is sort of what you're talking about. I watched this documentary called Hail Satan? It's great. It's all about the Church of Satan, or I don't know what their actual name is.
Yeah.
But like basically all they're doing is going like, hey, the government is being hypocritical. We don't want the Ten Commandments on like the fucking city hall grounds, so we're going to put up a statue of Satan there. And they're proving a point of like separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Right? They're not really believing in
Satan. I'm a big advocate of, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think most rational people are. But what would happen is they'd be like, yeah, so we're going to do this like Beelzebub statue. And then people would come out and be like, you're fucking evil. Like, fuck you. And it's just like, no, but you're missing the point entirely.
Yeah.
It's not about Satan. It's about like representation.
Yeah, sort of like they're just the ability, the freedom to be able to express that in the first place.
But what is your... Did you already? You didn't really say it though, right? What's your Jesus thesis?
Yeah. So the Jesus thesis. Let me. So basically, in Genesis, God introduced beauty, which is like all of creation.
And wait. Side question: when was the first time Jesus was mentioned?
Jesus is mentioned in. Well, it depends on your interpretation. Like, So Jesus would be mentioned. I want to say, all the way back to Genesis chapter 18, maybe. Or actually, maybe even within the first couple chapters, some sort of suggestion of Trinity. But I know Genesis chapter 18 has a suggestion of a Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So God creates mankind, and then man introduces tragedy by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, mm-hmm. and then being introduced to sin, which is our problem. And then from that, that's where birthing pains came from, and then why man has to bust their ass to work. It comes from that. And then entropy, like everything degrades, comes from that Genesis chapter 3, basically eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then, so we got introduced to sin then, and then basically, the rest of the Bible is God fixing the sin problem, which came through Jesus. Because in the Old Testament, in order to atone for sin, you would sacrifice animals for wrongdoings. And then Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice because you couldn't sacrifice, like I couldn't sacrifice another human for mankind. I can't sacrifice you for mankind because you're not perfect, because you have sin, but I can sacrifice Jesus. And in fact, Jesus chose to sacrifice himself for mankind because he was perfect and didn't sin. And then that allows everyone easy entry into just like, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then, so instead of going to hell when you die, you can have relationship with God in heaven or new earth, however you perceive.
And see, I grew up with all that. I don't believe any of it.
Sure.
But I do believe that a man named Jesus was crucified, but I don't believe that he was the Messiah.
So the knockout punch to like confirm that is if you can find Jesus' bones. Like if you find Jesus' bones, you're good. You're good to go with that. If you can't find Jesus' bones, then it's like, well, maybe there was a little something.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about these things that you have about Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And basically shit on your religion.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's shit on it. Burn the Bible.
The best way to build a stronger faith.
All right, we'll be back with
shit on.
We'll be back with our friend Clayton Root talking about Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph, Son of God.
And God at the same time.
And also God, it gets murky what he actually
he
is.
He is his own dad.
It's me.
You've got questions? We've got t-shirts. It's Real Life Sci-Fi t-shirts.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but we, I mean, you should know if you listen, but we've got t-shirts.
We've got them. You need t-shirts, right?
You know,
t-shirts, you can wear them to any, listen, you throw a blazer on a t-shirt, you can wear it to a fancy dinner.
If you had a suit on, you could have a t-shirt on underneath of your favorite thing just to prove to yourself that what you love is still on the inside.
Right. And in even if you just put the blazer over it, people are going to be like, oh, this guy's hip. He doesn't care about wearing a tie.
You know, a popular trend I've seen is for someone to wear a hooded sweatshirt with a t-shirt on underneath.
Very popular trend. That trend's not going anywhere.
That t-shirt
get in on it.
Could be from your favorite podcast or top 8 podcast.
Or, yeah, one of the podcasts that you listen to occasionally.
After you listen to your
main podcast. Real Life Sci-Fi is the podcast we're talking about.
Now when you go to TeePublic and you search Real Life Sci-Fi, you'll find our shirts for, I guess, a year. That's not how it works.
Yeah, they were really hard to find. You had to like go to Willie's Twitter, get the direct link, and then you could find them from there.
It was broken. Well,
but
they
now,
fixed it.
TeePublic.com, right?
Yeah.
Just search Real Life Sci-Fi. Is there a specific way to search? Do you have to put it in quotes? Do you have to have the dash between sci-fi?
No, I just put it no dash, no spaces.
Oh, just like a password.
Fuck, I should check if they all work. But that's how I did it. Yeah, just like a password.
Okay, so go to tpublic.com, search for Real Life Sci-Fi, and you'll find our shirts. And they're done by artists who are friends of ours, and we get almost no money.
It's so little that I could make more selling you a shirt than I made it. Well, whatever.
Yeah, maybe we should abandon. Nah, we'd have to print them then.
I know. My thing is like, it's not about the money. I'd rather run it. I want to run into one of our shirts one day on accident.
That's like a 1 in a million chance. Whoa. There's no way.
That's me, homie. What? Hey, that's me.
So you would be the approaching one. You would be a fan of the guy for being
a listener. Who are you? That's me.
That's me on your shirt. Okay, so tpublic.com, T-E-E, and then public. I'm not going to spell it for you. Figure it out. Search Real Life Sci-Fi. You'll find our shirts. There's some good designs on there. Check them out.
Yeah. And if you want to give us a design, you can make almost no money.
Oh, do we do a sharing agreement with the artists?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you want to draw us something, because we've had people submit drawings, and I'm like, we should just put this on a t-shirt.
Yeah, and so the people that have made shirts for us, they make their own money. I don't think we make any money off theirs.
The artists?
Yeah, maybe we do a little bit, but not.
Oh,
not,
that means
not
we make
notice.
Like no money at all.
I know.
Okay, well, maybe not that deal, but if you want a t-shirt with a self-drawn logo on it, we can make that happen.
Yeah. Draw yourself and write Real Life Sci-Fi on it. Now this commercial is like 5 minutes on.
Willie, you know what I like?
What?
Sex. Oh, man, I love sex so much. What do you think about sex?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what sucks, though?
What's that?
I'm 40 now, and my boner's not hard anymore.
Oh, what?
Yeah, my boner doesn't get bone. It just is, it's like, you know, it's like a pool noodle.
What do you do for that?
Oh, I'll tell you what I do. I found the greatest new thing to give me boners. I go to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, to get rock hard bones.
What do you do with those bones, bro?
Oh, man. So let's say that I'm getting down with a lady, right? And I'm like, oh, no, I forgot about my useless dick. I reach for them Blue Chews, and they're the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, right?
Yeah.
I reach for those anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. and they're chewable, so they work up to twice as fast as one of those dumb pills.
Do you ever try to, do you put them like in with your gum or something so that like you can offer her one too and it's not, and like you secretly take the pill?
Sure, I do that constantly. You mean, I'm not dosing her, I'm just making an excuse to put something in my mouth?
Yeah, hey, we can both have gum, here's one for you.
Right. And then I tell her to spit it out immediately because I'm trying to make out. Now there's gum in your mouth.
Get that gum out of your mouth.
But dude, my dick gets so hard from these things. And here's the best part. They're prescribed online. So it ships straight to my door in a discreet package. So I don't have to go see one of those dumb doctors and be like, my dick doesn't work. I don't have to wait in the pharmacy because they know. They're looking at me going, that guy's dick doesn't work. That's why he needs BlueChew.com. And I'm not ashamed of that, but it is embarrassing. So maybe you should go to BlueChew.com, dude, because then you won't have to go to the doctor and talk about your stupid dick that doesn't work right.
Hey, Doc, something isn't working.
It's my pee-pee.
You know what I mean. Like, no matter how you try to say it, it's not going to work. It's going to suck.
Yo, but check this out. BlueChew, made in the USA. And since they prepare and ship direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy.
That's rad.
Dude, do you want to try some Blue Chew?
Yeah.
Well, we got a special deal for you and our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SCIFI, S-C-I-F-I. You just pay $5 shipping. That's free boners, dude. Just go to BlueChew.com, promo code SCIFI, and try it out free.
That's pretty cool. You know, what I want to do is just try some and get a boner and just not even use it. Just, like, enjoy it for the length of time that it takes for it to go away.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Just enjoy a rock-hard boner.
You can gram about it for hours.
Can you?
Without showing it.
Blue Chew is a better, cheaper, faster source. Go to BlueChew.com, promo code SCIFI. Get your fucking fuck on.
And I would also add that I would bet you if you had a boner, you might have a better chance of not getting abducted by aliens.
Yeah, they don't want to see that.
Because they'll know something's up.
Yeah, your dick. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're talking about Jesus with our friend Clayton Root. Willie, what do you have? We're talking about what really happened to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Was he a real person?
Let me try to
by
give
all
my
accounts,
quick
yes.
spiel. My quick spiel is, I think that in the second, there are texts written about Jesus that from people that disagreed with him in the first and second centuries. And so people back then didn't debate if he was real or not. They just accept. My personal take is that Jesus, so if you know the Bible, you know Jesus was missing in his 30s. And I think that when he was in his 30s, he went to Egypt and learned a lot of things. And when he came back, he became this Messiah. And, but not a Messiah for Christianity, in my mind. This person, Jesus, was trying to teach things that were esoteric. He was trying to teach things. When you look at his actual message, his message of love your enemies, the kingdom of heaven is within you. These are things that the Christian church still does not teach. The my problem with most religions, especially the ones that like use Jesus as their center point, are they don't teach his teachings. They teach what was written about him and they come up with their own interpretations of what they should be teaching. And so I think that Jesus was a man who was trying to teach. And this is the thing. This is me taking my beliefs and applying them to everything that I know. I think Jesus was trying to teach people how to find the kingdom of heaven within them, which is a connected consciousness, which is the spirituality that exists because we are conscious beings. We are soul is a bad word. We are consciousness having a physical experience. And I think he was trying to teach that, and that got molded by the people that wrote the Bible to make their religion work. Because here's a guy for 200 years, everybody's fucking talking about this teacher who's saying, fucking love your enemy. Most of the world at this time was ruled by the fucking Romans. And this is why Constantine broke down in 320 something AD and was like, we need to have one religion. At the time, they were okay with other religions. They were okay with other deities. Constantine came in and said, Christianity is the thing. Why? It was the popular religion, and they needed, and this talk of Jesus and everything that he was teaching was splitting heads. When you rule the world, and the world is like fighting over two religions, Christianity in the zero ADs, Anno Domino, whatever, Christianity in the beginning was a farce. They were outcasts. People didn't like what they were teaching. A couple hundred years later, all of a sudden you add Jesus into the mix and there's a real religion there. And from Constantine's perspective, if the world is going to be split by two religions, let's pick the one that's winning and let's choose Christianity. But Jesus went to Egypt and he was learning fucking weird ass shit from the pyramids and these temples that are teaching you, from my perspective, how to connect to the universe. When you're trying to rule people, the last thing you want to do is have a land full of people that connected to the universe and you're not making any money off of them and you can't rule them. So how do you make money off of them and rule them? You create a religion, because back then religion was more powerful than the state. So you had to corral them into a religion that the state could control. That's my perspective, and I think Jesus was a real man, and I think his message is lost because of corruption. And I don't know. I mean, from that, when you look at anything that he taught, even I don't believe in the Holy Trinity, because I think even within the state, you know, like the Holy Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that they are the same entity, God, the Son of God, and well, I mean, what the fuck does the Holy Ghost mean? That's an interpretation of an esoteric thing. The Holy Ghost is a non-physical important thing. What's the definition of the Holy Ghost? It's important. It's a fucking ghost. So, I
thought it was a metaphor for faith, wasn't it?
No.
It is.
Ask the fucking guy.
Your soul.
Well, when you at the point with which you accept Christ as your Savior, you get the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is basically the definition of Christ consciousness, but that word doesn't work in religion because you can't have that. That I don't know. Go on.
Yeah, it's not, I don't. So, and maybe this is why, where, you know how I was like, you know, judgmental Christians need to put on this perfect fucking face and shit, because the nine fruits of the Spirit, like now that I have it, are
just like nine dancing gay guys, right?
No, it's really. It's really vague.
Apples.
It's no. Patience, goodness, kindness, peace, love, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those are kind of ambiguous. So theoretically, now that I have the Holy Spirit, like those are theoretically improved.
Uh-huh.
For me.
Wait, from everything that I said, What do you disagree with?
I disagree.
I mean, the Egypt stuff, right?
Well, I don't know. He could have been in Egypt. If, what he's saying, like, basically, biblically, in the four Gospels, which is the where they're really surveying Jesus, which is four different people at the time of Jesus documenting Jesus. And that and that's the only biblical text of which there's... And there's, you know what? There's a Gospel of Thomas that didn't make it in. Because there's this thing called the...
Well, here's the thing. The Council of Nicaea.
Oh, you're aware.
I'm big. I grew up thinking that Christianity was going to be my life. And I know a lot about it.
Interesting.
And I never get to talk about it because I always just end up bagging on the religion. But the Bible, this is the weirdest thing ever. The Bible isn't like Homer where it's like, hey... I mean, Homer, the Iliad, the Odyssey... These things were accepted as myth, and then they started finding these places like, this is fucking Troy.
Yeah.
And so what's weird to me is within the Bible, there are a lot of factual places. And so,
I watched this movie called Swingers that came out in like 1995.
Right, exactly.
And then I moved to this neighborhood, and I saw a lot of the places that were in that movie.
Exactly. So basically, what you're hitting on is like is what is reality and what's fiction? Like that. This is great.
This is the first split of religion.
I think you can find locations and form a fiction around real locations real people.
But I also believe in giants.
Well, okay, so this is your weird Venn diagram of you two, where you both believe in giants. Because I asked you, I think, before, or was that on the show, or was it before?
No, it was well, on the show. The thing.
David and Goliath.
Yeah.
So when you talk to people, I mean, like, within religion, obviously wars were started, finished, and ended. So many people, more people have died in the history of humans because of religion. And so it's weird to be like, well, what do you believe? Because we get to talk about it now. Before, it was like, well, fuck you, you're dead.
Well, so here's what I would say to that. When people are dying because people are using religion as an agenda for whatever their selfish, fill in the blank, probably money or pussy, right? Like, whatever selfish agenda, like, hey, if we overtake this country, I'll be thought of as a fucking badass. Let's just claim that we need to. They're not Christian, so or whatever. Fill in the blank. Any religion, any sort of selfish agenda, ever. What I'm hearing is you confirm that man has a sin problem.
But my issue is, I don't believe in sin because I feel like sin is something that was defined so that the people that rule could say this is bad. Like okay, here's how I apply what you're asking me. Do you believe a benevolent being is capable of sin? And I ask that in the realm of aliens, and I ask that in the realm of gods. Do you think
can I say define sin? I mean, because here's what I would say. I think this is my problem with religion. I think morality is innate. I think nobody likes to punch a cat and feel good about it. You punch a cat and you don't immediately feel bad about it, then you're just like not even really human, right?
I agree with you,
so
but
you're talking
about
the human conscience.
But I know
yes.
In my
hang
life
on,
I've
on.
Seen people do
and
that.
So my well, yeah, but they're psychopaths, right? That's how we define a psychopath. Like
yeah, I've grown up with psychopaths from going on.
But I think that everybody knows that's wrong. Nobody wants to kick a baby. Everybody knows that's wrong. You don't have to be told, don't kick a baby. Right? You get to a point in your life and you go, obviously it's wrong to kick a baby. You don't have to have a law or a religion tell you not to kick a baby. My entire point is, what is sin, right? So Christianity, lust is a big thing. Coveting the neighbor, right? That's a sin? Like, to me, that's just human nature. I don't find that sinful. And so I have an argument with sin as a definition. I would say sin is murder. You know, anything that like actually hurts someone else. If I just want to fuck that girl, and I don't act on it in any way,
you can,
how is that a
you've
sin?
You already stopped yourself from doing it.
So
you didn't do it.
Right. I didn't fuck her. She wouldn't let me.
And even when that thought comes up, you can fancy it for a little bit, but you usually stop yourself. It's like, well, no, I can't fuck her.
So,
well, here's what I would say to kind of like what you're talking about is everybody, because I don't need the, if you're discrediting saying like, scripture's a bunch of bullshit because I don't agree with these 10 commandments, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I don't, the point is there's at least one of those 10 where you're like murder.
Sure. Or stealing.
And you feel like both those, okay.
Yeah, so, those are both sins.
Okay.
Or they're at least unethical.
Right. Or like it's hard to find somebody that's totally cool with it.
Yeah.
Like the only reason they're not cool with it, like if someone steals something, they're happy to get away with, but they know
the
it's
reason
wrong.
People shoplift is because it's a rush, not because they need it, because they know that it's wrong.
But here's another version of that is I steal all the time because I'm like, what am I stealing from? I'm stealing from a company that is actually brainwashing people because their content is bullshit. I have no problem. I have no problem stealing from my workplace because I'm like, what is our show?
I don't know if that's something, one, you should be admitting to publicly. Two, I mean, rationalize it all you want. You know that it's like not your property,
but,
and you're taking something.
But like picture this. The example is this. What if you could steal forks from Donald Trump's whatever.
Picture this. I mean, what if you could take a bunch of tax money and put it toward black projects?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's stealing. That's bad.
But like, stealing...
You're doing that same thing on a microcosm.
But stealing...
Because you're saying, like, oh, well, this big conglomeration is not going to miss these forks.
What if...
In the same way the American taxpayers are not going to miss their $6 billion.
And the thing is this, justifying is a weird thing that we all do. Like, mm-hmm. like yep. let's say you're fucking stealing, you're stealing money from Harvey Weinstein. Is it okay?
No.
I would argue that it's okay.
No.
I think that these are definitions that I don't agree with. In that, okay.
Stealing is stealing.
Stealing is stealing.
But take it back to the benevolent being.
Weinstein should go to jail. He shouldn't have all of his property taken from him.
But the idea of property to me is more of a sin than stealing.
Okay, but now you're getting very leftist.
But I'm right though. Like, why can you own something? Why can you own anything? I don't agree with it.
This sounds very Native American.
And I'm not trying to justify stealing
but
candy.
But this is a completely different conversation because now you're talking about property rights and like...
But take away property rights, but like the definition...
Well, then take away monetary value.
What I'm trying to compare is killing the same as stealing? They're both sins.
Oh, right.
Can you quantify the level of sin?
That's the point
sin?
You're trying to make?
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah. There's an argument that commonly comes up with like, wait a minute, you mean Hitler on his deathbed could have accepted Christ and he can make it into heaven?
Yeah,
fuck your religion.
Exactly. Like,
this is stupid.
Well, but okay. Argument to that is your religion is made up and there is no afterlife and it's not going to matter. And yes, Hitler can accept Jesus Christ and go to heaven. Who gives a shit? What's he going to do in heaven? Is he going to keep killing people in heaven?
How has
like,
there
what
not
do you care if he's in heaven or not?
A claymation version of Hitler accepting Jesus on his deathbed and like that. How does that not exist? Anyways.
My point is, does Harvey Weinstein deserve death for sexually assaulting people? Does the guy who stole a candy bar who happens to be black
deserve death
from a cop?
Jesus's teachings say that we aren't allowed to judge anybody. And so when you...
Well, I don't subscribe to Jesus.
Well,
I'm going to judge the fuck out of everybody.
Jesus, to me, is why I don't believe in Christianity.
You all suck.
Jesus is why I don't believe in Christianity. Because what he's teaching is not anything that they believe in. When he's trying to say that love your enemy. He's trying to say we cannot judge them. So
okay, so you've made that point a couple times.
Wait, hold on, but you made that point. But let me finish this, though, in saying that, like, we aren't allowed to have juries. We aren't allowed to... We aren't allowed to say this is bad. We're not allowed to say that what somebody else is doing is bad.
I don't understand that. We do have juries, and we do say what?
We do have these things, but they don't agree to Jesus' original teachings, which are...
Well, because we don't follow Jesus as a lawful thing.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. I'm being frustrated in that, like, yeah, separate church and state, but, like... All of our church and state, all of our state was built off of the church.
But that's my point. I think it's ethics. I think it's an innate ethics. And yeah, maybe
and what
the Ten
Commandments.
And what
I feel like I'm hearing here, the conscience, like where does that come from? Because it seems kind of like conscience seems to be a bit of a universal language.
Uh-huh.
There's a passage. It says that God wrote his law on all of our hearts. And so that's where I feel that comes from, the human conscience.
Okay, but you know the guy that wrote that was just some guy.
No.
All right. So you really believe that God told whoever to write the Bible? And we don't know who wrote the Bible, right?
No, we do.
Who?
It's like a whole bunch of different people.
From
like a whole bunch of different time periods.
Take away. I mean, like the Old Testament is basically a historical record of things.
Yeah, there's history, poetry.
Or it's a bunch of fables handed down.
The New Testament is a collection of letters, and so the Council of Nicaea determined which letters were accepted. So Mary Magdalene's gospel was not accepted.
That's right. The criteria.
And so the Council of Nicaea is how I believe, like, my proof of, like, fucking, this was how they determined to rule people.
Because they needed to figure out,
they took women out of religion.
Well, that's not good.
Here's the thing. I believe that,
he's got a bunch to say.
Okay, go on.
Well, like, but they needed, you know, how it's like, how do we know it's not a bunch of fables and how do we know this isn't bullshit?
Empty.
And so they had criteria, and it was more strict for the New Testament than it was for the Old Testament, for books that would make it. And then in Catholic Bibles, there's, I guess that's why the Apocrypha exists. There's like another set of books that didn't make it by the Council of Nicaea, but the Catholics wanted to kind of include it.
So you guys have yet to define what that is. You just keep talking about it. The Council of Nicaea is what?
It's the group that made that formed like, okay, what's going to be
the Bible,
Holy Scripture, and what is not?
And these people are who?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I mean, this is the scary part. Okay, we know who the Pope is, right? And we know...
I don't.
I mean, just saying that,
is that
like
the Pope?
That, like, today,
that's a Catholic. I don't.
Peter or something.
You can look up who is in charge of your religion today, and I say in charge, being like, yeah, the Pope is the fucking Superman of
So
for Catholics,
so these Nicaea
people,
it was a group of people that, and here's what they were going to determine: what Christianity is the rule, and so let's get a group of people together to determine what is accepted as the Bible. That, I mean, like, I say that, but that's what it was.
Yeah, so it's a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
So why?
And so they
put any stock in it.
That's what the world is based off of.
It's like I
know, and I don't put any stock in it.
I don't either.
But it's like guys getting together. But they had to figure.
So let me just say this:
bring credibility to the text.
All right. So the Constitution was written by a bunch of our founding fathers.
Sure. Yeah.
Over 200 years ago.
This is comparable.
Times have changed. Should we not alter that in some way? Should the Bible not have been altered in some way?
And I'm surprised I haven't heard this yet.
It's a great comparison.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't. because it's authoritative God that created everything to begin
with.
Well,
I'm anti-authoritarian, man. So, like, if you tell me not to do something, I want to do it a lot.
That's how I feel too. That's how I feel.
And the what I keep getting caught up on is lust. Why is lust one of the fucking things?
Well, here's the thing.
How do you not lust?
Well, let me ask you this. So, sort of the so to answer your question with a question is, but you've offended your own conscience, right?
Like I've offended my own conscience. Like yeah, that's how I know I'm alive.
You've done something. You're like, oh, I wish I could take that back.
Sure,
that's all we need. Who cares?
And that's why I'm saying it's innate. Everybody has that built in them, where they're like, "Fuck, I should not have done that."
Picture this.
I'm going to be a better person now.
Picture this world. The Romans, they were warriors. They fucking were trained killers, right?
Uh-huh.
And so when the Romans would take over a city, they would rape all the women and they would rape all the men.
Oh, jeez.
They would rape the men because that's the most offensive thing that you could do to a warrior.
Oh, jeez.
So Romans ruled the world. The world is Christianity. And no matter what they believed, the men were raping the men to like put them in their place, and they were raping women and children. When they would come in and take over your city, they would fucking rape all of you and kill all of you. And
right.
then they'd be like, all right, Christianity rules. And I'm like, wait, take a step back. No matter what you believe, the way that the world is being taken over is an abomination. And
when I hear that,
it's all true.
What I'm hearing is like, oh, okay. So Genesis chapter 3 is fucking real, and like, there's this mankind has this sin problem that needs to be taken care of. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and at least dying for that. But that doesn't mean that we're perfect. There's going to be more raping, more offending of conscience, more sin that's going to happen, and so more of a need, you know, for Jesus. Like we like, there's never going to be a time where you have to like sit down with your kid and be like, okay, today we're going to learn how to lie. Today we're going to learn how to cheat. Today we're going to learn how to steal. Those are innate in his nature because it's in the human nature. And so therefore creates the you know, sort of the acknowledgement of sin. And then like the need for Jesus, something's got to pay for that. It's Jesus, you know. What do you guys think happens when you die?
Ooh, big question.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
I think it's all downhill from here. I think you die. That's why I think, like, you know, fuck a dude if you want to. Well, let me ask you that. Well, whatever the Bible says
not to do.
That really doesn't harm anyone else. If you want to fuck a guy and he wants to be fucked, fuck him.
gay sex?
Yeah. Is gay? Where you stand on gay sex?
Like, you're just not supposed to do it.
So you believe that?
Yeah.
So you're into that?
Okay. So here's this is what's interesting.
See, this is where you're going to lose me as like a good person. because I like you right now. Depending on what you say now, I might not like you anymore.
So let's back it up. So there's the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
and like basically like lying, cheating, and stealing. In fact, I'll say this: Jesus condensed the Ten Commandments into two commandments to make it real fucking easy, which is like love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the Ten Commandments condensed into two.
That's basically golden rule plus the Jesus thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So he did that to this, like, let's make this real fucking easy if you have hang-ups for, like, why is lust a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And
is that your impression of me? I don't like it.
Sadly, just so you know. I get real mocky, but I can dish it out. But I can.
I do too, and I'm like, I'm not trying to.
That's okay.
Mock
we're fucking trashing your entire theology.
Right back. But anyway, so here's the thing: like, if lying, cheating, and stealing is bad, you're automatically in the going to hell camp. Well, who gives a flying fucking shit about sticking a dick in someone's ass?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you're already going there, like, who gives a shit about this other stipulation? And I'll say this, too. So, basically, the playing field is level. Like, what tends to happen is like, everybody deserves to go to hell. And then everybody's... Like, I've lied and I've stolen in my life. But then once you mention sort of a political thing, so the gay thing, like, oh, yeah, I think, you know, being gay, you know, you're not supposed to do it. It's wrong. Like, and I honestly believe that. But, like, you say that, and then all of a sudden, someone, like, it strikes this extra chord in people because, where I'm like, dude, myself and every gay person and every human fucking being on the planet has lied, cheated, and stolen, and they're going to hell. They deserve hell.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is, you know, give the Jesus wrestling tap.
Yeah.
And then, right. Like, oh, I'm in heaven now. And that's everybody.
Doesn't that render it all moot?
Wait. Like a license to continue to be a fucking asshole?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there is scripture on this as well. And this is the part stemming back to, like, dude, you fucking say you love Jesus and then you turn around and you're a fucking dick. Because we live in a paradox, and it's back to that sort of that passage of Paul in Acts chapter 7, where he's like, man, you know, I've been forgiven of my sin.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Roman.
Is this a rap? Is this your junior pastor doing a
first
rap?
First test is
to teach you the
New
books.
Testament, man.
Yeah. Where it's like, why am I doing these wrong things still? Because we still live in the paradoxical space. It just means I'm forgiven. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. It just means I'm going to seem perfect before God and therefore get entry into...
Well, I don't agree with all of his shit.
Let me ask you...
Right.
So I'm going to be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't fuck you, fuck you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't believe I'll go to hell, I guess. I don't believe in hell.
You don't believe in hell?
At all. And so the weird thing to me...
Wait, you believe in heaven, though?
I don't believe in heaven either. Okay. I think that heaven is a word that is not translated properly.
He believes we're all beings of light. And then we're doing a physical experiment, and then we'll go off into the rest of the universe.
I think heavens is the universe. I think it was trying to describe consciousness. And hell, I think, was only created for control. That's what I think.
Interesting.
And it's so, what's weird to me is, out of all of the teachings that I've ever heard from any church, and I've been to probably over 20 churches, is I don't think they ever focus on the teachings. They focus on their interpretations. And I think that when something is created like the Bible, I don't think we need guidance in the interpretation. I don't believe in Bible colleges because they survive on an interpretation that isn't quantified. That's what, you know, to me.
Gotcha.
And
I think I got you.
I think that we're supposed. I don't know. I still believe in Jesus. But I don't believe in any religion.
That's fair. Because what I feel like I'm hearing now is, I believe in Jesus. You believe in Jesus' teachings.
Right? The messages that he had transcend anything that any human in history has ever thought of. He's one of those esoteric beings that, like, may have... I don't believe that aliens are going to save us. I don't believe Jesus was an alien because there are people that say that there are
Jesus alien,
that Jesus is an alien
in a way.
And he was sent here to teach us things that we can't comprehend. But I believe his teachings are things that humanity can't comprehend because we can't quantify. His teachings transcend everything of today. How can we love our enemies? That's the answer. We'll never learn that. We'll never accept that.
Yeah.
But that's the answer.
Yeah, sort of leaning into empathy, leaning into...
The answer to us transcending our planet is transcending hatred, and we have to love our enemies. I believe that we are trapped on Earth and we aren't allowed to leave here, and that there is a galactic council out there that's saying humans can't be there until we transcend our own bullshit. And our bullshit is, I think that all of Jesus's real teachings are trying to get us past that. So it's a weird thing.
Now, so sort of the just the, how should I say, Christian jujitsu, where it's like, I'm going to fucking trap you with Jesus words, and then get you to, like, you gotta make a choice. Because it seems like if you're going the route of, like, you think Jesus is just a great teacher, but you don't, do you think he was God?
I don't think he was God. I think that he, okay, like the, okay. What really influenced me was this book from 1982, Holy Blood, Holy Grail. Have you read that or heard of that? Or it is what Da Vinci Code was based off.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Gotcha.
These people, basically, Jesus was a real person. He was married and he had kids, and his bloodline exists, and they went to France, and that was the Knights Templar. Their treasure is the knowledge of Jesus. And I didn't fucking learn all this from Da Vinci Code. Holy Blood, Holy Grail are these people that took all these readings and they really put it into a place of, oh, this is... So when Jesus came back from Egypt, all of his miracles were actually like sideshow acts from Egypt magicians, turning water to wine.
Yeah, which that's... The Egyptian magic, that's in scripture as well. In terms of the nine plagues in the Old Testament... The Egyptian magicians were able to keep up till, I think, miracle number 6 against Moses.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't keep up, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. But yes, yeah.
And so all I'm saying is that, like, here are some people that try to take a different perspective of, like, well, you know what? Jesus was black.
Right.
Because anybody in this area... Where he's from?
Well, he definitely wasn't white.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, like, yeah. That's not... The 90% of people that believe in Jesus believe that he was white.
I don't know about that. 90% of Americans, maybe.
No. I mean, like...
Why would he be white? It doesn't make sense.
I don't agree. I agree with you, but...
Those people are morons.
That's the way it is.
That's just like the people who complain about Christians cutting them off on the freeway. The same kind of moron.
Yeah,
different side of the...
Yeah.
I don't... This is all...
Well, it's a weird thing because it's a specific thing that, like,
you
most
guys,
people...
guys, it's all the monomyth. I'm sorry, I'm a writer. It's all the monomyth. It's ethics and teachings through fables. It's the same as the Odyssey. It's the same as the Iliad.
Yeah, but even though those places... Because here's basically what you have to do. So just for your point, to your point, just real quick, Jesus jujitsu. Basically, Jesus said he was God. Like, those are the words that came out of... That's one of his teachings, is like, I am God. No one comes to the Father but through me. And that passage, basically what he's saying is like, you only... gain entry into heaven is by believing in me. You know, like, accept me for forgiveness for your sins.
So arrogant.
I know, but it's God. See, I feel like
it's
right.
But see, my parallel now, is that the me on, applies to everybody. Yeah, go on.
Well, and then to your point, like, the only way that we can determine it, like, is it a myth? Like, is it myth or fact?
Yeah.
Like, did it fuck? Like, sure, yeah. Like, the sort of the swingers discussion from earlier. It's like, yes, those are real fucking places. Yes, Egypt exists.
Right.
Yes, I can go on a tour to all the places. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Documentation. Great. Still think it's just a fucking myth. Because it's people writing, documenting the shit, and they can
embellish it however much they want.
And in fact, that kind of is in the Gospels in a certain sense. Because basically what it boils down to, or where I'm headed with this, there's a book. It's like called The Case for Christ. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, because since we don't have like iPhone technology of the time to like, let's look at all the Snapchats of Jesus and see if anybody is like doing any deep fakes or any digital, like we did, in terms of us being able to like really fucking like nail it down, did this really fucking happen?
Yeah.
We have to treat it like a court case. Like right. Basically it's through means of archaeology. And then it's like, well, it's like we're not seeing anything that can like say otherwise. And then I will say this too about people that have doubts. Is even within scripture, there's narratives of people that are like, hey, I don't believe that. Like, help me with my disbelief. Like that, there's a sort of a section in Mark where this guy's like, I don't believe. And then there's also for your camp. People like Doubting Thomas, where it's like, you know, Jesus, if you've resurrected, if this is you resurrected, because apparently his form had changed a little bit, but he still had the
scars.
Scars, and he had to like fucking show Thomas to get him to be like, okay, I guess you're Jesus, you know, in terms of the disbelief. But here's the thing,
right?
It's like,
but that's all, but you don't know, that's all made up. Go on.
Like, Jesus could fucking come down right now and like stand in this room and be like, hey, Wade, here's the shit.
Yeah.
And here's like my shit. Like, do you need me to turn some water into wine real quick for you? You know what I mean?
No, I would be like, fuck off, dude.
Well, and it, like,
I'm a good person.
Let's say he does all
and
that.
And I would be that too. And I believe in Jesus, but I'm like, man, fuck you. What are you doing?
If he does all that shit, like, hey, you, Lazarus over here, you want me to raise this guy from the dead? There you go. Like, you're there, you see all this shit, and you'd just be like, basically, it's up to you to believe. You know what I mean? It's like, you,
yeah. And my entire problem with it is,
they're all empty.
Okay. It's like, whatever, man. I'm just gonna be a good person. I don't need to believe in your bullshit.
Well, here's the thing. This is my.
And I really do think that these are fables.
My thing is this: like when it comes to the reason why this is, it matters to me so much. What it matters to me, what I'm not trying to preach anything. But in a sense, I am, because I'm like, what we believe as a society affects how we act.
Yes.
And yep. So it's a weird thing to me because I believe in the future. So that affects how I act because, listen, hey, I don't need to pay. Why do I need to pay school tax? I don't have kids. You're a part of the future. Whether you have kids or not, you're a part of the future.
Nah, man. Nah, fuck your kids. Like, the corporations already ruined their future. Well, Why should I have to give up some of my paycheck to educate your dumb kids?
That's a weird thing because I'm like, if you're a part of a society...
Listen, if we grew up in the 50s, I would agree with you. But right now, this is the end times. I'm all for me.
Wait, is it end times?
It is end times.
We're all going to be
everybody,
dead.
Everybody, dude.
We're going to be dead by fucking...
Wait, are you being serious right now?
Here's a good question. Do you believe in climate change?
I mean, as in, like, weather changes.
So you don't believe in global warming?
Oh... Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you think that's a leftist news conspiracy, or do you think that, or the alternative is because like there's so many different realms.
I'm under the impression that the Earth is going to die in the next 50 years.
Oh wow!
Do you think that Starbucks? 50. Do you think that Starbucks taking away straws has really helped anything? I think that it did. Here's the thing. My argument
is also a literal straw man.
My argument is like making fun of right wingers, making fun of left wingers, and I'm like, I'm in the fucking middle. Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Because single use plastic is a problem for the world.
Yeah.
And so It's not about the straws. It's about the idea that you deserve a single-use plastic like a fork because it's inconvenient for you to carry a fucking fork around. So fuck Republicans, fuck Democrats.
Yeah,
you need to be a part of the future.
I'm very fuck politics.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what it is? Because I feel like your spirituality should supersede your political belief, and then you should try to act out what you believe spiritually. Because I feel like I've been a victim of some injustices in my life, but instead of sitting around and bitching about it, I just try to adapt and do something. Like I learned
from the experience.
Yeah,
you're not going to complain about it. You're going to act on it.
Yeah,
you're not going to let it happen again.
And because injustice is, I guess it stems from spiritually. Like, oh yeah, like the world's fucked up. Everybody has a sin problem, and I'm going to be a victim of that. And I'm gonna fucking shit on other people too, unintentionally. Not that I wake up with the intent of like I'm going to fuck the universe. But I know that I'm bent on sin.
But wait, wouldn't you want to wake up and fuck the universe?
No. Oh yeah, yeah. No, because
I don't mean
sex. Because the thought is, and this is kind of like what Wade's talking about too. Is like, yeah, dude, if I've like given Jesus the high five, and like I'm going to paradise after I die, then shouldn't I have the license? And there's literally passages of scripture on this where it's like, no, you don't want to use it as an ability to continue to be a fucking asshole. You want to try to do your best to represent, you know, to do good, but knowing paradoxically, like aim for perfection, even though you're never going to attain it.
Well, here's the question.
Does that make sense?
Listen, I think this was asked by Sarah Silverman, but what if Jesus wanted to have sex with you?
If Jesus wanted to have sex with me, I would know it wasn't Jesus. Like, you're not Jesus. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man. You got the goatee and the mustache, but that's not you.
All right. We're going to wrap up the normal episode. Clayton, you want to stick around for the after hours?
Yeah, dude.
All right. Any kind of closing thoughts on this that each of you? Okay, go ahead.
It's a matter of perspective. The world's problems this whole show is about perspective, like the practical guy, and then
the weirdo, and the weird crazy guy,
and then the guest that you find out where he is in
between. Other crazy weirdo.
But it's like it's the reason why this exists and Rashomon exists and instant replays on football games exist is because we are finite human beings. Uh-huh. We are not infinite.
Yeah.
We're not God.
Right.
Because if we could be in all space and all time, we would be God. And then
omniscient.
We would know everything and then we wouldn't
omnipresent.
We wouldn't have conflict because we would know everything already.
Yeah.
Which is the whole nature of this show. So in order for us to get to a peaceful place is to lean into the empathy and try to understand other perspectives. So it's our finite nature plus our unique nature. Like everyone is unique and like, hey, I like chocolate. You like vanilla. Well, hey, chocolate day. And that lends itself to conflict.
Fuck you. I'm gonna cut off your dick.
Fuck you, dude. I'm unique. I like vanilla. Fuck you. Yeah. So anyway, those are just an interesting closing thought that I wanted to put in there that just wasn't covered, that was in the back of my mind.
I like that. That was a very apt description of this podcast. Yeah, yeah. I think humanity more than anything is about discussing and trying to figure shit out. I don't think anyone has the answers. As much faith as you have, I think it's more about questioning everything and like finding the answers. I've always told my bosses to fuck off because they don't know any more than I do. They're just older than I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a weird
respect
power
your
thing.
Elders. Fuck you. That's a statement that only elders say. Go on, sorry.
I just think I mean, he said it all. It's regardless of your beliefs, it's about questioning things and talking about them. And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Christians. You're all wrong. Willie?
I love that. Here's my thing. No disrespect to humans. You're all wrong. There's no way anybody knows anything. And as soon as you define something is when you have lost track of what you're looking for. We're in the business of defining things that we can't define. How is it that my perceptions of this world are you can compare them to your definitions of your perceptions? They're not the same. Our experience in this realm, I'm not going to say it's not valid. I'm going to say when you quantify it, it's not valid. Why? Having a conversation with anybody, most people are closed-minded. Why? Because they're taught one way. They're not taught every way. How can you teach someone every way? We accidentally close ourselves off from the universe. And the whole reason why I want to do this show is because it's like, hey, let's open ourselves up because we're all wrong. We're all fucking stupid. We don't know shit. And I'm scared as fuck.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been Real Life Sci-Fi. Go to our patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Become a friend of Charles Kwan. Get your name read at the beginning of the episode. Hit us up on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review. And remember... Oh, first of all, thank you, Clayton, so much for being here.
Man. Thanks for having me, guys. This was great.
And remember, just because you're paranoid does not mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening, everybody.